Matt, that must be a bit of a heartbreaking way to start the new year.
Yeah, it was a little bit devastating, really, to battle for so long in the game and then get in front in the game to then end up losing the game is devastating, and it's a hard one to take, definitely.
You must have felt pretty comfortable for that 80 minutes defensively, even though they had a lot of possession.
Yeah, they had a lot of possession and they were in and around our half, sort of trying to create things, trying to put balls in and all the rest. But we feel like at the moment, as a team, we can withstand that, and for the large parts we did today, and then to concede one and then go to two, it's just not what anyone in the team, it's not just not acceptable.
Yeah, not acceptable. You just felt that wasn't good enough in that last 6 minutes for the team to concede those two.
Not if we're going to be a team that's looking up, trying to push on rather than hang on to the... I know we're still in the playoffs, but it was a missed chance today to really stamp our authority on it and sort of look up to fifth, fourth, third instead of now. We've missed an opportunity, and obviously the teams below us will be thinking, thank God they've lost and we're still in a chance.
What lessons do you learn then from today?
I think you've got to obviously break the goals down, but then sometimes you could overanalyse. You've got to generally, it's one of those, you've just got to not concede them goals. And I can't say it's out of character, but like at the moment we don't look like concede. I don't think today we felt not comfortable, because there's obviously good quality players out there, but we felt like we could hold on, but obviously it wasn't the case.
And it's tough, really, because you come and have to play on a pitch like that after a fourth game in 10 days, and there's obviously not many options to the bench and injuries. It's not excuses, but it was challenging towards the end, when you're in that situation.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever use the pitch as an excuse today, because Bristol Rovers passed the ball quite well on it. They moved it quickly and one touch, little bits of play. So I think you can blame the pitch, but maybe you've got to look at yourself and say, we've got to move the ball better, we've got to be better on the ball and impose ourselves if we're going to be like that. But today we're away from home, we didn't expect to maybe dominate or do anything like that, but we felt like we could have held on to the victory there. So yeah, it's just a hard one to take.
Yeah, again though, the team found a way to get a goal from somewhere without dominating possession.
Yeah, it's a very good trait to have, I suppose. At the moment, sort of set pieces and headers is where we're finding our goals, and if that's the way it is, that's the way it is, and we'll continue to keep doing that, because a goal doesn't matter if it's a free flow and move or a scrappy set piece or a good header like it was today. So yeah, that's the positive, that at the moment we're not firing many blanks in that thing, in that regard. But we want to win these games 1-0 instead. Today we go home, lose them 2-1, it's a bit uphill.
Personally, how are you going to, I know it's not the easiest to think about now, but how are you going to reflect back in the cold light down 2017? It must go down as a great year for you.
Yeah, it's a good year, obviously. Not much. I'd continue to do whatever I do. I like to think I work hard, do everything I can, and it's been a very good year, and I look to just keep developing and keep improving, and that just comes with playing games and playing week in, week out, which I love to do.
And yeah, let's keep going. It's just a case of Pompey trying to kick on again for another year.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's obviously Pompey has been a very, very good year. A lot has changed at the club, and but we've been looking forward to that. I suppose the past, we've got to build. That's something to build on, and we want to make 2018 even better than 2017.
And just finally, might be nice to get a few lighter days or days off now before for 8 days for another game.
Yeah, obviously it's been a very busy period, and obviously the squad does take its toll. There's still a few injuries, but it's the same for everyone, and it's a period that I personally look forward to and I enjoy. But yeah, it's been nice to sort of not have sort of down tools, but to sort of evaluate what's happened and have a few days off. Yeah.